The situation is bad. Rockets were launched. There is a bread and electricity crisis. It's really horrible.
Mohammed Hussein Haseka is one of the Syrian refugees who crossed into Iraq. His journey, as well as that of others, was harsh and long, but he had no choice. The situation in Syria forced him to leave. Amal's story is the same. She is a 25-year-old mother of four who arrived from Qamishli, Syria.
We were shelled, so we escaped. And since we came, everyone has been doing their best to help us.
Most of the new arrivals at Kawar Goshk are vulnerable women, children and the elderly. This camp alone now accommodates around 15,000 refugees. Claire Bourgeois is with the UNHCR in Iraq.
Everybody who wants to seek asylum should be allowed to enter into the country to find protection and security.
The aid agencies mobilized quickly, providing much-needed services. The World Food Program, or WFP, for example, started distributing food rations to families at the transit camp of Kawar Goshk. Each family gets a one-month ration of wheat flour, rice, vegetable oil, lentils, salt, sugar and pasta. Abir Etefa is the agency's spokesperson.
WFP is providing food assistance to all of the new arrivals to Kawar Goshk camp and plans to mobilize more food from around the region so that we can meet all the food needs of the refugees as they continue to cross this border from Syria to Iraq.
A chartered flight has arrived in Erbil carrying urgent relief items for WFP and UNHCR to meet the immediate humanitarian needs of the Syrian refugees. Almost 200,000 Syrian refugees fled into Iraq since the onset of the conflict in Syria, with some 30% in camps such as Domis and 70% living in Iraqi communities. Beng Poblete Enriquez, United Nations.